In this talk, I will draw your attention to another high-resolution solar telescope, the new solar telescope, the NST. And this 25-minute-long NST movie from last month can give you a sense of the current performance of this telescope. So like ATST, NST is an off-axis telescope consisting of 1.6-meter clear aperture primary mirror and a heat stop system and an elliptical secondary mirror and a number of diagonal flats. The final ratio is 20 in the Coudé forecast, and the wavelength range covers from the visible to the near infrared. NST is outfitted with a facility class instrument. Most of them are placed in this Coudé lab. And the current instrument include AO system with several generation, and the visible imaging spectrometer with near-infrared imaging spectral polarimeter, ARIM or NIRIS, cryogenic infrared spectrograph, SARA, and broadband filter imager, BFI, and fast image solar spectrograph, FIS. So all this instrument can work simultaneously except for SARA. And green means the instrument is operational now, and gray means it is under development. So here I will only highlight four of these instruments. So the first generation NST AO system is AO76. The reason we called it AO76 is the wavefront aperture has only 76. So in another word, only 10 subaperture across the telescope pupil. AO76 works fine for the infrared observation, but it is unable to correct the scene very well in the visible. The reason is Fred parameter at the BBSL is only 6 to 8 centimeter in the visible. In this case, the wavefront especially and sampled. So in this case, we really need to develop the second generation to get more subaperture. So that is one of the reasons that pushed us to develop the second generation of the AO system, AO308. So AO308 integrate 308 subaperture. So 20 subaperture across the telescope pupil, providing enough specially sampling for the visible observation. And the deformed mirror has a total of 357 actuators. Under the BBSO median scene condition, so AO76 can help acquire diffraction-limited observation from the bluest visible to infrared. So this system has been installed in a Coudé lab on the vertical bench and has been put into the routine observation. And here I have two movies to show you the performance and comparison of these two systems. So let me play this movie. So this movie was taken with the aid of AO76 on a wonderful seeing day, and this movie was taken with AO38 on a fair seeing condition day, so you can tell the difference, right? So traditional AO like AO76 or AO308 are diffraction limit within the isoplanet patch. So on this AO 76 cracked image. You can see in the central part, the image looks very sharp. That is in the isoplanet patch. And the image gets blurrier going to the periphery, right? To correct this problem, we are actively developing the third generation AO system, MCAO. So 3DM, 3D Fobo mirror, will be used to correct turbulence on the ground layer and boundary layer, like 3 to 5 kilometer and 6 to 9 kilometer. So in this case, the diffraction limited observation field of view can extend to 1 arc minute. So we have completed system design, and the engineering first light are expected this year with the commissioning in 2014. So AO corrected image will be fed into all instruments in CUDELA. So the first one is a visible imaging spectrometer, VIS. A single fiber flow is set up in a telecentric configuration to provide spectroscopy of spectral line in the visible. And currently available spectral line include H alpha, ARM 330, and the D2 line. Field of view is 75 arc second by 64 arc second, and spectroscopy cadence is less than 15 seconds, depend on how many wavelength point you prefer to have. And the first light of the observation of the waves have revealed pretty good image quality. So this image was taken in the line center of H alpha. And here is a movie to illustrate a line scan over the H alpha. Okay. We also developed infrared imaging magnetogram, ARIM, for measuring the solar magnetic field. ARIM is based on a single fiber flow in a telecentric configuration to provide 0.1 angstrom bandpass. And a LEO filter and the interference filter act as odd sorting filter. As of now, ARIM only focuses the infrared spectral line at 1.56 micron. And this system has been put into the routine observation. So here is a sample of the vector spectral polarimetry measurement with the WIM. And we have worked out the polarization calibration algorithm, and we are integrating Stoker inversion code to the observational profile. Now, 1030 is unique for probing upper chromosphere. Yesterday, Phil has emphasized the importance of this spectral line. And using a current narrowband filter, we have performed a number of observation in this spectral line. So this image was taken off the disk. So you can see many ultrafine magnetic loop structures, and also you can see the flare ribbons, right? It's a very high resolution. And this image was taken near LIM, so you can even see the height of the flare heating along these loops. Two more movies taken in this spectral line. So this movie shows a macro flare on May 24th, 2012. And So here you can see a macro flare. And the right side, this move issues C9.5 flare. Flare is coming. Okay, so we really want to keep the spectral polarimetry and the spectroscopy of this 10A30 line measurement. So that pushes us to upgrade the current IRAM into the second generation. We call this NIRIS, Near Infrared Imaging Spectrometer. So NIRIS will be based on dual fiber flow system, each with 100 millimeter apertures. And the wavelengths will cover from 1 micron to 1.75 micron. And now we only focus on two spectral lines, one photosphere line at 1.56, another chromosphere line at 10A30. And the camera will be upgraded with a new 2K by 2K camera. And the field of view will be increased to 85 arcsecond circular. And we will use the dual beam polarimetry to minimize the seeing cost polarization. And the typical vector spectral polarimetry cadence is less than 20 seconds. So this system has been installed in our Cuday lab, and we are doing the commissioning, and the first light observation are expected this August. SARA is a cryogenic infrared spectrograph operating in the 1 micron to 5 micron. In contrast to traditional spectrograph in operation, SARA is based on code system. So that means all optics will be placed in this cryo state and code into very low temperature, like 77 K. So in this case, the background thermal emission can be minimized tremendously. So the NIR band of interest include a couple of high Siemens sensitivity line and promising chromosphere lines. So SARA has been installed in the second floor of the NST dome, and we are working on the optical alignment and programming the control system. So the first light are expected in this fall. So NSD data is now released to the public through an automatically download system. So if you want to download some data, please click this link to get a quick log of the previous data. And once you decide to download data, and click this link to fill a form, and then you will receive an email and direct you how to download the data. A summary. So the NST 1.6 meter telescope has been put into the routine observation. So it will be the largest aperture, highest resolution solar telescope before our flagship, the 4.0 meter ATST, is online in 2019. And the NST instrument are ideal test band and pens finder for many ATST instruments. And now NST will provide the solar community with unprecedented high resolution photometric, spectroscopic, and polarimetric data. And that is our hope, that in the next few years, NST and its instrument can shed new light on some of your unanswered questions. Thank you for your attention.
Can NST take images off-limb from the corona?
It will be a little bit hard since for the AO system, we need a target. If the target is very close to the limb, that will not be a problem. Otherwise, you can observe the limb without AO system.
No more questions, and oh, there's one over there.
Hello, okay, there it is. Sorry, those are beautiful data. Is there a method for proposing observing?
Yes, you can go to our website to download the observation proposal, and we have a committee to discuss this proposal. And also, if you have any special requirement, you can talk to me.